back to a new episode of our podcast, Philosophy for Future. I'm your host, Benedikt Sager, and today we have for you a few quite interesting topics all around the question, what will the world look like in 50 years, in the year 2070? As always, I asked you on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook to send your questions and topics regarding today's subject, and I've sorted them into six categories: technology, work, environment, population growth and world hunger, medical progress, and finally religion and culture. Every topic will be presented in its very own episode. All of these episodes will then lead into a summarizing final question: will the world be a better place by 2070? Today, we will start with the field of technology. This, as always, is a quite subjective topic, but as you know, this podcast is only an expression of my thoughts and views, and is meant as inspiration for your own personal philosophical thoughts. Therefore, feel free to pause after this short introduction so you can gather your own thoughts on this topic before you listen to mine. If you want to give us feedback, you can comment under our latest Instagram post and start a discussion. But now let's start with today's first topic, technology. To first of all demonstrate to you what kind of evolution our daily life has made through technological progress during the last 30 years, in the year 1993, only about 1% of the worldwide telecommunications network was inhabited by the internet, while only 7 years later, in the year 2000, it had taken over half of all information communication. By the year 2007, it dominated it, with 97% of all digital data exchanged in the world. This includes emails, text messages, and documents. A perfect illustration of what huge developments we could go through just in the next 10 to 20 years. Nowadays, smartphones, computers, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, and screens of any kind dominate not only our private life, but also our workspaces and free time activities. Even some restaurants have screens to order your meal if you don't order from a smartphone at home in the first place. If I look into the future, I barely can imagine what our world will look like in 50 years, because the development of the internet has made it clear to me that the innovations we will have accomplished by then in terms of digital and technological development will probably be out of my imaginative spectrum, but this just makes it more exciting. Still, I believe that at least one thing can be foreseen: the development of machines used in manufacturing. These will probably have taken over all of the repetitive work that we have to do today, and maybe even more. Of course, there are areas in which machines can never replace a human, such as psychology, science, at least most of the important aspects, art, culture, medicine, and also philosophy. But the robots will at least take some of our quite uninteresting work, especially in factories, away. This will also be discussed in the next episode specifically. Another thing that can also be anticipated is the extent to which our life and world around us will have become smarter. Where right now there's artificial intelligence in the making that could even turn our cars to self-driving machines, there's some even more fascinating or terrifying developments on the way, depending on the way you want to see it. For example, Elon Musk's so-called brain chip, which can make it possible to connect our brains to our smartphones. For me personally, the current extent to which Google, Facebook and Amazon monitor my behavior online and use it to basically manipulate me are enough. And who knows what kind of things you could monitor or find out about a person if their brain was connected to their phone and not only their finger. The short description of the current situation was just meant to introduce my point of view that in whichever way there might be advance in the field of technology, it is the responsibility of everybody to understand those technologies and to critically question their necessity and functions. Hopefully, there will also be a lot more renewable energy sources that will have taken over our energy production in most parts of the world. But this is also a topic for a later episode on our environment in 50 years. One thing that certainly will have to evolve as well is the human itself. Where some people will probably live in fully smart homes that do everything for them, close to what some houses can do now, like making grocery shopping lists, controlling the lights, doing the dishes automatically, and so on, there will probably also be a lot of people that don't want their daily life to be executed by a house, and this is definitely the way of living I will go for. For me personally, a house shouldn't be smart or automatic and do all my daily tasks for me. Even if the tasks are not the most fun, life also contains those tasks, and I'll always choose doing the laundry or dishes myself over letting it be done by a robot. But this is just my opinion. What do you think? So there we have our two sides, the smart and the non-to-half-smart citizens, but the really smart way, and the one I hope humanity will go towards, is a new age of enlightenment, in the way that people learn to use their devices in a controlled, logical and literally smart manner. When the flood of information will still be growing steadily, and therefore also the amount of information that is untrue or misleading, people will have to use their own unconnected brains again to recognize whether this device or the company behind it should be doing what they're doing, or if this might be a bit too much of an intrusion into their life or privacy. The main device that will have to go through development will therefore not be the technology itself, but the use of it, the smartest device on this planet, the human. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Tomorrow we will focus on the second topic of our short row on the world's development in the next 50 years, work and free time. And our latest Instagram post on @philoforfuture will be a space for you to express your own thoughts and join the discussion, or contact us directly by todaystopic@pff.com. Until next time, I'm Benedikt Sager for Philosophy for Future. Have a nice day.